The city of Chicago said in a news release, since October 30th, the city said it has shut down 5 businesses for one day and closed 4 others until they have a reopening plan in place. The city said it has also issued 20 citations and 50 orders to correct to bars, restaurants, and other businesses. I'm telling you, the city has not gone on that Facebook group I was talking about earlier because there's more than 54 of them that are saying, come on in. We're good to go. In Wicker Park early Sunday morning, 300 people at a party. Nobody had face masks. Nobody was social distancing. They were even smoking just to sort of thumb their nose at convention. Citations were issued to businesses besides that party, including Wildberry Pancakes and Cafe on East Pearson in the city. And they also cited the ballroom on Cottage Grove for holding a party with more than 200 people. I guess that's consistent with what you were reporting. Heather Cerrone, hi.
Hi. Yeah, no, that's right. This is the most detailed look we have at the businesses who have been that have been shut down by the city. And it's important to note that this wasn't just a one citation, you're shut down. The city said that these businesses egregiously violated the city's COVID-19 rules. And so that's why the city took this action.
I wonder then if that's sort of the rule, right? Like, all right, we'll give you a pass if it's something minor. You really got to go out of your way to get the city's attention. Because as I've been saying, Heather, there's public groups out there sharing where they are violating the shutdown orders.
Yeah, I think that's right. The city does not want to be seen as sort of being heavy-handed or capricious in enforcing these rules. And they are sort of, you know, saying, look, we're going out of our way to educate businesses, to help them. But at some point, it's these businesses that have just sort of crossed that line and the city felt like they had no choice to it. I got to say that the Wildberry shutdown is probably the one that surprised me the most because it's in such a high profile location. It's right east of Water Tower. And, you know, that is not a business that, you know, you would think couldn't figure it out in terms of outdoor dining or, you know, pickup and delivery.
Well, but that is, there is something unfair about it in that some businesses lend themselves to outdoor dining and some don't. Some restaurants can still operate, some can't. Some could even make a little bit of profit and some can't make any at all. So I understand the temptation, Heather, for people to bend the rules.
Oh, sure. I mean, these businesses are, by any account, hanging on with a thread. The question becomes, are they putting the desire to hang on over people's health and safety? And I think that's where the city is trying to take action when they feel like the lack of compliance with the rule is really putting people at risk.
I don't know what the city's supposed to do, though. I mean, like you said a moment ago, I don't think they're going to go door to door. I don't think they need to cite every single restaurant. You know, maybe it's sort of like the wide net that the health director for DuPage County talked about, and that is, we know we're not going to catch everybody, but if just issuing these kinds of orders shuts down a high percentage or gets a high percentage of people to comply, then that in itself will sort of tamp the virus down. It's not perfect, but, you know, if you tell most people don't speed. Some people will. But by and large, that makes the road safer. It's the same thing for public health.
Right. You're absolutely spot on. Because the idea is that if one business that had been sort of skirting the rules sees what the city has done with, for example, Wildberry, you know, maybe they'll say, you know what, it's just not worth it. And I think that the publicity about the 300-person party is exactly intended in the same way. It's to remind people that this, you know, that's not safe behavior in a time of COVID. But, you know, as somebody who has covered sort of huge fires at nightclubs and sort of that sort of thing, I got to say, it took my breath away, no pun intended, that there were no, you know, smoke alarms, there were no carbon monoxide detectors, and there were no fire extinguishers at this party. And it's really hard to overstate how dangerous that is to have that many people in an enclosed space like that.
Right,
you know,
right.
it's just terrifying.
Yeah, that was a that party should have been shut down pre-COVID anyway.
Correct.
There have been nightclub and other disasters where people are, you know, horrible things happen when there's a fire or a shooting, something unexpected, to say nothing of folks just thumbing their nose at the safety precautions because of COVID-19. Heather Sharon reporting on it over at Channel 11 and a regular on our Mincing Rascals podcast. All right, Heather, you stay well. Nice to talk to you this morning.
You too, John. Take care.